Welcome to Advisor Radio from Horse's Mouth. I'm Sean Bailey, Editor-in-Chief, and today's segment is What's Working Now, where we interview advisors who have offered us some insights into tactics and activities that are helping them succeed. And our guest today is Jim Manuel, an advisor from Oxnard, California. And Jim is going to talk to us about how he's doing savvy tax planning workshops that have been having a pretty big impact on his business and drawing a lot of prospects and some even coming in on the weekends. We'll get into the details with all that. But before we do, Jim, welcome. And why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your business, how long you've been an advisor, all that sort of stuff.
Sean, thank you very much. And my purpose here today is to help other advisors like myself, because this is a tough business, even in the best of times. And right now, it's a very hard business to be in, but there's so much opportunity, so many blessings out there, and we can help so many people and be rewarded. And I believe in the Bible, and it said in the Bible, a laborer is worthy of his hire, and I have that philosophy in mind to go out and help people every day. I've been in the business a long time. I started as a stockbroker. I have a Series 6, a Series 63, a Series 7, a Series 8 branch manager, a Series 24 principal, a Series 15 foreign currency principal, a Series 30 commodities, 31 commodity branch manager, and 65 fiduciary.
All right, so you've been around the block.
I've been around the block. And I've always been a proponent and I have believed in educating people. My first job out of college, I taught economics at a college and found out that I couldn't earn enough way back then to buy a house. And so I switched and became a financial planner, and I've done this for a long time. And this program is an exceptional program, and it comes with a price, and the price is more than fair. And we have such large margins in our business and what we do. Where could I go down and buy a McDonald's hamburger store and pay, I don't know how much they sell for now, but still
more than a million.
And my job, all I've got to do is go out and talk to people and study and present, and it's unlimited potential. So we're in the greatest business in the world, in my estimation. And Horse's Mouth, I did your Social Security program, Sean, and that I made that into a college class, and I made a lot of money to feed my family over the years on that. And I decided I was going to add something, and I added this savvy tax planning program, and I'm a very strong proponent of this. I feel it's a can't lose situation. And most people, most of my clients, whether they're doctors or whether they're working for Home Depot, they have a phobia when it comes to taxes. And their tax planners typically just report what happened in history. They do not do any proactive forward planning. Mm-hmm. And so they take their 1099s in, and the accountant does the taxes and gives them a bill and says, make this payment and pay your quarterlies, and that's all that happens. And this program allows the in-the-field producer like myself to really understand how it all works, and most financial planners are a deficit when it comes to doing this, and that's a shame, but that allows us great opportunity. Right. I like to say that I go to work every day, and I take a double-barrel shotgun with me. And one barrel is loaded with knowledge, and one barrel is loaded with performance. And this program will surely give you the knowledge to cut to the chaff and let the clients know you're the person that they should be dealing with. So I've done this a long time. I love this program, and I've always thought I was pretty good in looking at tax returns. If you get the client's tax returns, that's 50% of the battle, and I almost never fail to get the tax returns with this program. They bring their tax returns. They bring their statements. They bring their family trust in, and I go through those documents as a second set of eyes to bring clarity and understanding to them and see if they've made any major mistakes. And
okay,
so you'll learn to do that through this program. You have an excellent tutelage. A paper on how to read the tax returns. And Sean, whoever did that for you, it was an excellent job.
Yeah, that was Debbie Taylor, co-producer. So let's roll things back just a little tiny bit. Before you started delivering this program in the field to your clients and prospects, what were you doing for business development and financial education? You mentioned Social Security. You were putting on those workshops. They worked well for you. Were there any other topics that you were doing?
Yeah, I've done a multitude of topics throughout the years. And what I've always found from my early days as a stockbroker, I was told by my original branch manager, Jim, income always sells. So I talk about income more than growth. Mm-hmm. And most of my clients are in that zone from 60 to 75 years old. Mm-hmm. And income does sell. So I would talk about income. I would talk about preferred utility stocks. I'd talk about Ginnie Mae certificates. I would talk about annuities. And I've done all that, but I have a blended seminar that's not just on Social Security mm-hmm. or not just on tax planning. And it's a combination of topics. So I'll talk to these people about how healthcare, their biggest risk I feel going forward is longevity risk. And they need mm-hmm. to be aware that the longer they live, the higher the probability that they'll encounter a real bad market. And the longer they live, healthcare failures can occur. We talk about healthcare issues, and we talk about taxes potentially going up, although I really think now we have a cap on interest rates because national debt's so large we can't service a higher debt ratio. But I talk about 3 to 5 different things, but the one I always lead with is taxes and mm-hmm. how important taxes are going forward, and especially due to the Trump Tax and Job Act of mm-hmm. 17. Most people don't know anything about it. I wind up with a lot of real estate investors at my seminars because I'm also a real estate broker and I work heavily. I solicit real estate offices because all real estate agents are frightened to death to talk about taxes. They're told by their branch manager, you can't discuss it. You can't say anything about it. So I will invite their clients to my seminars to talk about the 20% drop down that we can get for real estate investors on their mm-hmm. rental property. Mm-hmm. And they can take 20% of their adjusted business income off their taxes. But mm-hmm. the real estate agents, even if they sell investment property, never talk about that. And I talk about that and let them know how that helps and mm-hmm. let them know about IRS Form 199A. And tell them how to get it to Google and go to IRS forms and pick out that form. And then if they want to count off the depreciation and the deductions and all the expenses on those rentals, they can do so if they keep records and it does work. And I do it. I've got 14 pieces of real estate that are rentals and I know they work and I know mm-hmm. how important this is. So there's a list of areas that we can market to with this program, mm-hmm. including going back to the real estate offices and doing this for their staff, and those people are making good money in this environment because real estate's been good for a number of years, and I let them know what they can do with their taxes. Mm-hmm. So it's a kind of a universal thing, and everybody's interested in taxes.
Let me make sure I'm hearing what you're saying, and that is that you have identified among the many things you do, you have identified a particular niche of taking this tax planning program presentation, especially on the 2017 tax changes, to real estate offices, and you're presenting in front of real estate brokers. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
That's only a small segment. I do 2 seminars a month that are to the general public, and I do those with an ad in the newspaper, typically about a third of a page, mm-hmm. and I've identified newspapers that come out and they're delivered free of charge and then they sell their advertising space and I advertise in those. Mm-hmm. And so I talk about issues that are of particular interest to seniors. Mm-hmm. And that would be healthcare issues, long-term care and the cost of long-term care, mm-hmm. taxes, tax mm-hmm. strategies that save taxes for seniors due to the Trump Tax and Job Act, mm-hmm. and then close up with estate planning, beneficiary designations, things of that sort.
Right.
But what always gets the appointment is the tax planning.
Right. But let me go back to the real estate broker niche. And the reason I want to do that is because it is new. I've not heard somebody doing this, but it makes total sense. the general stuff about taking the tax stuff to the public. We know people are doing that and we know the public is responding. And I want to talk some about that later. But I want to come back because, you know, I'm curious to know a little more about your real estate niche. So let's just kind of flesh that out a tiny bit. You have presented one time on taxes to some real estate people, or you've done that multiple times?
No, I do it multiple times.
Okay. So tell us about how did you arrange for the first time to do that? If somebody's listening to this and say, hey,
yeah,
good
I'll
Lord, that is
a great idea.
Yeah. Let's go through that. How do you do
and
it?
And I've done this for years. So I go into the office, and this is not going to be comfortable for most people listening today, but it works. And so you go in and you ask for the branch manager and you say, hi, I'm Jim Manuel, and I'm here today to help you make more money and help your agents make more money and let your brokerage firm prosper. And if you got a couple of minutes, I want to share those ideas with you. And then he'll come back because everybody likes to make more money. Mm-hmm. So we sat down and I said, you know what? I know you don't like your agents talking about taxes because you don't want them to be accused of practicing tax strategies. And they're not. They're real estate agents. But they need to because their clients want this information, and most of them don't have CPAs that give them that information. And so I'll come in and do a workshop for you and let them know that I'm a resource, and I'll hold workshops, and I'll hold a workshop here in your office if you supply the refreshments and the facility. Have them bring all their investor clients in, and I'll do the tax strategy workshop for you at no cost. Mm-hmm. And so we'll mm-hmm. do some of those at the real estates. And I'm kind of a frugal guy. I've been in business a long time. I'm more interested in my adjusted gross than anything else. And that doesn't cost me any money, a little shoe leather. And mm-hmm. so I'll go there maybe on a Wednesday afternoon or Wednesday night or Saturday morning. But I do that in conjunction with the public workshops also. Mm-hmm. And then the third component of my marketing system is that I do these at corporations. And I go to the human resource department and let them know that I'd like to do some workshops on retirement planning for their retiring employees. And that if they supply the refreshments and the room to meet in, I'll be happy to share my insight with their retiring employees. And then I'll talk about, which we've learned from you, is 401ks and IRAs, which is better. They're going to have decisions to make. And you at Horse's Mouth have provided an excellent paper, and I'm going to get it out right now. It's called Five Things You Can Do with an IRA That You Can't with a 401k. And when you get your program, Sean, we get 18 free PDFs that we can print out and share with clients. So I print these out, and I send one of these to all my clients and prospects as an email every month, and it says right in the front, Five Things You Can Do with an IRA That You Can't with a 401k. And then it says, Jim C. Manuel, Certified Financial Educator, Fiduciary, My Wealth Management Firm. And then there's the article. And it's a first-class quality paper that keeps your mind and your name in front of the clients and in their mind. Mm-hmm. But I don't see any other financial planners that are sending out these educational pieces mm-hmm. like that. And with this program, whoever buys it, and I had stumbled on it after because I didn't even know I had the free use of those 18 PDFs that you supply. Hmm. And another good one is when I bought the program is a real nice one paper one called The New Tax Law Workshop, 20 questions that every person, family, and business must answer soon. And, you know, those are really nice pieces. You can load them down, send them out with your email. You don't even have to pay for a stamp if you get a list of good client emails, and always, always go after your prospect and client's email because that's a real cheap way to market your goods.
Right. So let's just go back to the real estate one more time to kind of wrap it up.
You bet.
And so you have done that is part of your regular game plan. Like if a year from now, I said, what have you done in the last 12 months? You'll probably tell me, well, among the things you've done would be a couple of educational events at a local real estate office. I mean, is it that consistent?
Yeah, more than a couple. And another thing that I do that I've not seen anybody out there do, but you can go to your title insurance company. And if you've got a friend that's a real estate broker, because they don't just give this out to anybody, but if you're a real estate agent or broker, you can tell them you want a list of the tax rolls that show people that have, I use four or more rentals. Mm-hmm. So every name that I get from that will be somebody that has four rentals or more. Mm-hmm. Or you can do it with apartment buildings. Somebody that mm-hmm. everybody that has a 5 or 10 unit apartment building. Mm-hmm. You can go down to if you want 2 rentals or more, and you get a list, and you don't get all the phone numbers, but you've got the address where the tax bills are sent. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be their primary residence. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they'll have them sent to their CPA, so that doesn't work either. Mm-hmm. So you have to do a little research, again, a little shoe leather, but everybody in the world is not going after these people. And then I hit them with something that Horse's Mouth didn't do, but I do, and it's my seminar on real estate. And I'll say that I believe as a financial planner that real estate should be a component of every well thought out mm-hmm. and well executed financial plan. You mm-hmm. get all kinds of benefits from taxes and da 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 da. And mm-hmm. I'll send that to those people and invite them to either my workshop, or I'll find a real estate office that wants me to help them with that, and they'll send them out for me. And they'll have the people come to their real estate office, because that's a win-win for them, but right. it's a win-win for me. And they will see that their financial planner isn't doing the things that we offer and we can do.
Good. So let me ask you this question then. When you're presenting to the real estate investors and also the actual brokers, what kind of success are you having in terms of people deciding to come in? I mean, you are offering them coming out of that presentation on the taxes and what's going on with the 2017 taxes. What are you offering them as an opportunity to come and meet you on a one-on-one basis? What are you promising?
What I try to do is I try to do one for the real estate office. That's the first move. Get a broker to agree to let you speak to the sales crew. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of my sales crew presentation, I tell them I can do this for your investing clients or anybody mm-hmm. that has the prospect of investing in real estate. And mm-hmm. I'll do it here on site for you. And you invite them in, and it's on your turf. And mm-hmm. I'm the speaker. And at the end of the meeting, I'm going to let them know that I am a financial planner. And if I don't do real estate, that's your job. And mm-hmm. I promise never to invalidate that relationship. But that if they want help with their taxes, reviewing their trust, looking at their beneficiary designations, things that the realtors will not do, they can refer those same people to me and we'll be a team. Mm-hmm. And that seems to work real well. If I hit 3 offices, I'll probably score on at least 1 of the 3. There again, it's a numbers game. You can sell some of the people you talk to and none of the people you don't talk to.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so what kind of client are you typically getting out of a presentation like that?
Well, poor people don't buy real estate rentals. So that's a fact of life.
Right.
And so if I get a guy that I shoot at that has 4 homes in California, he's going to be worth at least a minimum net worth. He's got $2 million in real estate plus his personal house. He's probably $2.7 million just mm-hmm. in the real estate. And that's mm-hmm. not counting how he qualifies for those loans mm-hmm. and how he manages all that. So you're talking to pretty high net worth clients. Yeah. And I do a tremendous amount of these, Sean, and I am able to turn that into people that sell a rental when they get older mm-hmm. and they don't yeah. want to change the garbage disposals anymore.
Right.
They sell that and they've got $400,000, $500,000, or $600,000 coming out of an escrow check. And then I let them know about something that we do called a MEC or an annuity or an mm-hmm. annuity with an income doubler or many other things or managed money. But whatever seems to fit for them, that's what I make a recommendation of. And then if it all fails, that won't help everybody else, but I'll tell them they can do a 1031 tax-free real estate exchange.
Right.
And so I'm bringing things to them from an educational perspective that they're not getting. And education is the key to this whole thing.
Right. Now, you mentioned a MEC. What is a MEC? That's the one phrase
modified endowment contract.
Modified endowment contract. Can you explain that to me in one or two minutes?
Most planners will say, oh, he does a MEC. That's horrible. A MEC, that's an acronym, is mm-hmm. just like an annuity. So when you put the money in, you don't get a deduction. When you pull the money out, it comes out taxable. But you can take money out. It offers great liquidity. Most MECs, you can pull about half to 90% out without a surrender penalty the first year and in one day. And you can take money out. No worse, it comes out taxable like an annuity. Mm-hmm. But when you leave a legacy to your wife or your children or anybody else, it goes tax-free. And in my state, not all states, but in my state, it comes with an accelerated death benefit. So your death benefit amount can be accelerated for critical care. and you can take those death benefits out in case you run into that health problem we said is a risk by living longer. So it's like a it's like an annuity on steroids, and people love it. But you have to buy insurance with good health, so they have to qualify.
Right.
But then if they establish that MEC up to about age 72, they can do it. And they later sell another house, they don't have to take another physical. They can add it to that one without another physical. If their health goes down, they still have access to use that strategy.
All right, good. I like the sound of that. And by the way, when we finish, I want to follow up with you on that presentation you have on real estate as, you know, an asset class and part of the financial planning. I think that's a good topic, but not for today. I think we have the real estate piece done. Well, let's talk about the general public. You're advertising in some of these free newspapers. You're buying a full page ad, a quarter page ad. What's the size ad?
Like I told you, I'm kind of frugal. I'd rather use my brains and shoe leather than money.
Right.
So what I do is the newspaper I have, and it may not be available anywhere else except here, but I can't believe I'm in Ventura, California is the only place that has this. I find the free newspaper.
And well, they're everywhere.
I typically buy a quarter page ad in color. And in my state, that costs me about $400 an issue.
Okay, so that's nothing.
I'm going to do next week. I'll do one. I'll tell you where I'm doing them. I'm going to do one in Westlake Village, Agoura, Calabasas, and Oak Park. It's a very affluent area of Ventura County, a lot of $700 to $2 million homes. And I'll go to 40,000 homes with that, and it's going to cost me $400.
Wow. Is that it's a free paper that's actually delivered to people's homes?
Yep. They throw it out in the driveway.
Wow. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
So $400 there, and then I do the one I just did. I did in Camarillo, and I do it as a breakfast meeting. And I don't serve a nice breakfast. I'll put free gourmet breakfast, and I order a basket of muffins and a fruit plate and a cup of coffee or tea, and that costs me about $6 a person. So say I typically get about 30 people from that one ad. So if I get 30 people, it's going to be 7 times 3 cost me $600. I don't know of anybody that does it any less costly than that.
So let me say, because you're the first guy I've run into, I think, who's doing a breakfast meeting. So you're doing for on the tax topic?
Absolutely. Seniors. Remember that?
Okay. Seniors. Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay. And so you're advertising, come in, and where is the location that you're doing it?
I'll do it. I look for restaurants, not high-end restaurants, not nice big meals. I've done one in my career. I've done one dinner seminar. And I've always done breakfast. And the day I did the breakfast seminar, I made about $30,000 in commissions off that one. I went to my big country club, with a fully buffet dinner. The room was full, and I made two sales. And one lady in the back went three times. I couldn't stand it. She loaded her plate over, and I said, "What am I doing here?" You know. So I favor doing it the mornings. And I get there and I start them at 10 o'clock and I'm done by 11:15 and I talk while they're eating and I answer questions when they ask them and I tell them about the taxes and what's happening. And so then I have something called the blue sheet. I said, those are important, folks. Pull them out of your information there. I want you to know, do you want to know about how to save taxes? Do you want to know about modified endowment contracts? Do you want to know about reviewing your trust? Do you want me to take a second look at your tax returns? And people, please don't turn that in to make me feel good. I've got a busy schedule. I've got a lot of people to help. If you don't want to work with me or have me look at your things, don't turn that sheet in. But if you want me to do that, turn it in and you're going to receive a 1 hour, no cost, no obligation meeting with me to review your documents. And it might be worthwhile. Somehow I get about 75 to 80% of the people turn it in. And when I meet them, about 75 or 80% give me their taxes and everything else. And it just works well for me. And I it's not unique. It can work well anywhere.
Yeah, sure. Right, right, right. And then you convert those people to an advisory relationship where you're doing their assets under management?
Yeah, guess what? When I review their tax returns, most of them are doing something wrong. These the guys need a spanking, these tax preparers. You know, they're busy and they got a lot of stuff in front of them, and they give them the tax returns and the bill and they don't do anything. And there's no forward planning done. So I give them some ideas. when I go through the tax returns. And guess what? You'll tell everybody how to do that with your excellent piece that Deborah wrote on how to review a tax return. Yep. It's a can't fail by the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The first 7 lines go here. Make sure everything's right. The next 12 lines go here. And it's a can't miss situation. But their financial planner probably certainly has not done that with them.
Yep.
So
yep.
Right away, you're putting
differentiating yourself
between his knowledge and my knowledge. Yep. And then I go to the trust and I look at it. Well, does it have a Schedule A? Are your beneficiary designations up to date? Have you got a new thing on the new HIPAA laws? Da-da-da-da-da. How about your durable power for finance? Has that been redone? Or the people that you gave that to, there been any family changes? And so then I said, now the taxes and the trust are the two important things. So if they'll give you their tax returns and their revocable trust to look at, getting their statements are no problem. And most financial planners I found are real sloppy. And they think they're great, but they're not all that. You know, there's a whole lot of things going on that we can look at today to expose ourselves as more knowledgeable than their planner. And that's all it takes. And they said, well, you know, my broker's named Johnny and I like him. And I've been with Johnny 14 years. And I'll say, well, great. If I can share with you information that will save you money, and that will enable you to live a retirement in better statement, why don't you go have breakfast and fly kites with Johnny? But we're talking about serious business. I want to save your assets. She goes, yeah, I believe in that too. So it's not a task that can't be done.
Right, right. No, totally, totally. So the tax thing is working for you. That's
absolutely
great. And are there any other, for an advisor who's been on the fence about this sort of thing, are there any particular, you know, last tip or urging that you would give them, suggestions you would make for someone who's thinking about putting on more workshops on the tax topic?
I've got a simplistic answer to that, Sean. Reach in your wallet and get $500 and buy this program. We have such great margins in our clients. I get one client and sometimes I make $10,000 and $20,000 a client. And even I'm frugal, and I'm not that frugal. I know when to spend my money and when not to. Learn these things. How many of you are meeting with your clients every day now and getting their tax returns every day? Yeah. What's that worth? And even as I think I'm pretty good at what I do. I never feel secondary to anybody I go against. But one thing I know is I'm getting a lot more tax returns now than I did before I bought this program.
Yeah.
And that's worth a lot of money.
Yep.
And
yep.
So it's worth the money. It's first class thing. You get those PDFs. There are 18 of them. And I go do a lot of 401k rollovers on retiring employees at corporations. And guess what? The first thing I email them, I said, if you'll give me your email, I'll send you my report on which is better, a 401k or an IRA, and what 5 things you can do with an IRA that you can't a 401k. Everybody gives you their emails. And then that's the starting point. And then it's just take your articles and drip, 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 and invite them to more workshops. And guess what? When they retire, who's going to have a greater chance of getting that 401k rollover, me or the guy they never talked to?
Well, I think you're on to something there, Jim.
No kidding. So. You have a gold mine there, Sean, and more people should be yanking your arm off for it. So get off the fence. If you won't spend $500 to make a significant difference in your retirement and the life of your family, every one of my children, Sean, I told them when they started college, I'm going to pay for all of it. Don't worry about any loans. Go ahead and get your bachelor's, get your master's, get your PhD, go to law school, as long as you don't quit and then want to go back. But if you go one right after the other, I'll pay for it all. And then when they started college, I bought them all a brand new car. And I just bought them all brand new homes in California, and that's not cheap. But you know what enables me to do that is because I'm a good financial planner, and I follow the rules. I can see things, and I can go between the dots and what it takes. We're in an incredible business. I have a doctor that lives next door to me. I know I make a lot more than he does. I've got a great attorney that lives on the other side of me that went to Columbia Law School, and I know I do better than them. And here I am. Most days I wear Levi's and a sports shirt, and I can put a suit on if I need to. It's just with age, If I meet a client that I don't really get along with, I'll say, I'll get up and I'll say, hey, thanks for coming in. I don't think we have a basis to go forward today. And I'm never afraid to get rid of a client that's going to be a problem. Yeah. I like to prospect from excess. I want to have more people to talk to than I have time to talk to them. So mm-hmm. I typically run 5 appointments a day, every day.
Wow.
2 weeks ago, I had to work both Saturday and Sunday. Then the next week, I worked Saturday and I took Sunday off. But I've got more than I can chew on. And these programs will give anybody who does them properly the same problem to deal with. And that's a good problem to have.
Okay, Jim, thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure. And guys out there, I'm just trying to shoot straight answers to straight people. I put my pants on every day just like everybody else. And I go out to take business from other brokers, from banks, from saving, you know, from credit unions. And I do it with knowledge and power. And this program will give you an edge on everybody else out there in the field. They've got a lot of great programs. This is a particularly good one. So, Sean, thanks for letting me share my story.
You've been listening to Jim Manuel, an advisor from Oxnard, California, who's been telling us about what's working now for his business. My name is Sean Bailey, editor-in-chief at Horse's Mouth. Thanks for listening.